original True Light Baptist Church of Winnsboro, Louisiana, and their Easter Rock, recorded by Chris Brown, listener Chris Brown, in April 2019. He went to that church over there in Louisiana and recorded that and sent us that track and allowed us to put it on the Center's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast Premium for this year, the Pentecostal Pandemonium.
Yes, sir.
Yours for a $75 pledge or more. Center's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast on WFMU. We have the Amen Corner here. My name is Kevin Nutt, Brother Allen, and our co-host, Brother Scott.
Yeah.
You're on 3 to 6 on Wednesdays now, correct?
I am 3 to 6 on Wednesdays now, and thank you for referring to Ellen and me as the Amen Corner. I've never been part of an Amen Corner before.
It's wonderful.
This is a thrill.
You know that. Scott is our volunteer coordinator. He's the effects pedal associate and the Skeletor crew dude man.
I'm one of those dude mans. Yep,
that's right. Yep, really excited about our premium this year. Our second and final show of the 2021 marathon. Bless everyone that's listening. Thank you for listening this year. We're just so happy about that. And we have two prizes we're going to draw for at the end of the show. Both of them two CD collections by Brother Brett Bartlow, totally unreleased killer gospel. The Gospel of Songbird Records, 56 tracks, and I'll Be Free, various labels, 46 tracks. We'll be drawing for those at the end of the show. $20 pledge will get you qualified for that. And we're going to go right back into things here, Scott. We've got also from our premium track, Pentecostalism, the Day of Pentecost, calling down the Holy Ghost, calling down the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues. That's what it means, being possessed by the Holy Spirit. And right here, we got the six voices of Zion that'll let you know what it sounds like when you get possessed by the Holy Spirit. We need you to be possessed by WFMU because you know we are. Six voices of Zion, Holy Spirit, here on Center's Crossroads, WFMU.
I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that I found Jesus. And I know he's able to do all things. You see, I'm so glad that I had to find him for myself. And if you've been born again, I know you can feel the Spirit right now. Now, why don't you come on and go with us into the program? Somebody here know him. Somebody out there know him. Somebody not ashamed to let somebody know that God is able. Oh, come on, Brother Vessel, let's get together. Let's help churches for a little while. Come on, Holy Spirit. Come on, Holy Spirit. Good God Almighty. Come on, Holy Spirit. Jesus, you got to marry. Somebody needs you, Jesus. Lord, somebody needs you right now. Oh, come on. Listen here. Wait a minute here. Let me say this. My mother took me to a meeting one night. All the sins are gone. Was gathered around. The old minister got up and he said these words. Holy Spirit. can't you feel it? If you've been born again, you got the Holy Ghost. You ought to not be ashamed. I wonder, can you feel it right now? I want to know about you. If you've been born again, you ought to not be ashamed. To feel the Holy Spirit moving. I can feel it just moving. Moving all in my hand. Moving all in my body. Make me want to sanctify. Satisfy my mind. If you got the Holy Ghost. Listen here. Can't you feel it? Good God Almighty. Listen. I don't know about you, but I can feel it right now. Listen. You know what? If you were here, I was here. Listen. You ought to not be ashamed. Just to feel it. I wonder, can you? Somebody ought to be able to feel it one time. If you're not ashamed, why don't you put your hand on your radio and do this? Feel the spirit.
Six Voices of Zion, Holy Spirit, from the Pentecostal Pandemonium.
Yes, sir, Pentecostal Pandemonium.
Pentecostal Pandemonium.
Center's Crossroads. DJ Premium, $75 pledge will get you that at WFMU.org/pledge. We'll also be giving away a couple of prizes at the end of the show. I've got a note here. One of my notes says to speak slowly, Scott.
Me? All right.
Yes.
I get a little too overenthused when I'm on the radio with you, Kevin.
That's all right.
I'll try to slow down.
Dare we at 13 minutes past the hour have some people to thank?
Oh, do we? We do dare, and I'm going to begin to thank them right now. These are people that are fresh. I mean, just since the program started. Yeah, these are brand new. We got Peter in Brooklyn, New York. Volunteer Peter, we miss you very much, buddy. He says, thank you, Kevin, for great radio. Very generous
thank
pledge.
You, thank you, Peter.
T-shirt size pledge from Peter. Antonio, who actually provided the very first meal of the marathon this year, way back on a Saturday, months and months ago, or whatever it was. Days don't mean anything anymore, right? Every day is Blur's Day.
Yes.
In this time.
Slam-tonio.
Yeah. Slam-tonio says, Sister Leisha is my co-pilot.
And, oh, it could be no better.
Okay. And Mike, I think you might know this, Mike W. in New York City says, I'm sure I'm doing it wrong. This is either my second donation or the 11th. Thank you. Every week, the anchor of my favorite night of radio. That's
Thank
you.
Thank you, Mike. Mrs. Gospel Knucklehead, the Slam-tonio Gospel Knucklehead. thanks to both of you so much.
Thank you all. And the Gospel Knuckleheads have begun congregating. And I do have more people I'd like to thank. Another neighbor of yours in Montgomery, Alabama, Meredith. Checking in with a very, very, very generous
place. Yes. Let me tell you, Meredith is the Frosted Doxy. She is the designer of this year's premium, and also two or three other ones in the past. Very snappy. Her idea for the psychedelic gospel design there. So yeah, and then she designs a CD, and then also she. Drops an amazingly generous pledge, but she's a generous person.
She sure is, and that was a super generous pledge. And
thanks, Meredith.
I saw the artwork for your Pentecostal Pandemonium.
Well, yes, Pentecostal Pandemonium. Hallelujah!
And,
hallelujah!
It is quite psychedelic. So thank you very much to her. We have Wesley also in Montgomery, Alabama. Checking
Wesley
in.
G, the G man. Check it in. All right, Wesley.
All right. The same thing happened last week. A lot of your friends and neighbors checking in with
you. They best be.
Like Carrie in Columbiana, Alabama.
Carrie.
I like to say Columbiana, Alabama.
Oh, man. Thank you so much.
And here's a gentleman you might know. His name's Kendall. He's in Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, yeah. Brother Ray Ray.
Brother
Gospel
Ray Ray.
Knucklehead, Brother Ray Ray. Yes. Yes. That's
and,
Kendall.
Yeah.
He's my brother. He is my brother.
I know he's your brother.
Yes.
He's in every manner of speaking.
Yes,
and,
sir. Thank you.
Matthew in Dedham, Massachusetts, checking in with a very generous pledge. He's been swag for life since just this year.
Yes, he just joined. Swag. Matthew, the first book of the New Testament. Thank you,
sir. That's right. You're not going to believe me when I tell you who we're thanking next. Well, guess. Why don't you have a guess who we're thanking next?
Abraham.
Mark. We're thanking
You're
Mark.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
The second book in the New Testament.
I know.
What a sign, brothers and sisters. What a sign.
This is incredible. Mark and Barbara in Ripon, Vermont, checking in with a very nice T-shirt size pledge as well.
Thank you, Mark and Barbara.
Yeah. And there's so many people to thank. You want to move along,
dab,
or do you want
dab,
to?
Dab.
I can keep thanking. I'll dab all you want.
Let's go. I think we can do a couple more before we go into the next two.
Let's do a few more. We have Brian in Walnut Creek, California.
Thank you so much, Brian.
He's also a new Swag for Life person. This is Swag for
Wonderful.
Life since this very marathon. And you've probably been hearing, listeners, across the marathon how important it is to us that we get new people in the Swag for Life program. This is
yes.
the thing where... you know, it's nice to get all the money at one time during the marathon, but the Swag for Life means we can keep going throughout the year. Like, you can't just fill up the tank all at once, right? But
yes.
Swag for
yes.
Life means you keep filling our tank every month. So once the marathon's over, a little bit more coming from you. I've been in the Swag for Life program for a long time now, actually, and I like it because, it's not one giant outpouring all at once. I can spread it out some, and B, when I'm not here at WFMU and I'm not thinking of WFMU and I'm not involved with the WFMU in any way, I'm still here because I'm
testify,
still helping
Scott,
every single month, a little bit more coming out for WFMU. And we want to get up to 4,000 Swag for Life donors, and we are really close to that number. So it's so great to see so many folks stepping over that line this year, like Kevin in Montclair, New Jersey, also stepped over that line.
Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed. And
Thank you, Kev.
One more person to thank for now, Melissa in New York City with a very, very generous pledge as well.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
Bless you, Melissa. We've got the Pentecostal Pandemonium, DJ Premium. Of course, the $75 pledge or more will guarantee you that. And we have two wonderful 2-CD sets of really rare gospel stuff. I'm pretty sure that on both of these sets, none of this stuff has been reissued. It probably will never be reissued. It ain't on all your streaming services, and that's not a knock on the streaming services because I use them all the time. But you're just not going to see this stuff on there. This is Sinner's Crossroads material. This is Sinner's Crossroads stuff. This is the good stuff right here, brothers and sisters.
This is the hard stuff.
This is the manna from heaven. And again, as last week, listener Brett Bartlow, this is taken from his collection. He's done a magnificent job in transferring these. For all you tech heads, it's low noise. He left a lot of wiggle room on the top if you want to fiddle with things on your own. It's just, and he has great taste.
He's got good ears.
Really good taste. Yes. I'll Be Free is the title of the two CD set. He also did a wonderful job on the graphics. We have a picture. I've got some scans of the front and backs of these on the AccuPlaylist as we speak, and you can see the track listing there as well. And this is an amazing Palladium, originally released on the Palladium record label, the Dixon Brothers. This is funky, raw, bluesy gospel stuff. $20 will get you qualified for the drawing. Don't miss out, brothers and sisters. The Dixon Brothers here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
I'm on a walk in my Jesus' name. I'm on a talk in my Jesus' name. Oh, my Lord,
Yeah, walking and talking in my Jesus' name, the Dixon Brothers, courtesy of the I'll Be Free collection. $20 donation gets you in the drawing for that, qualifies you in the running, as we say. Go ahead, Scott.
It's a doozy. It's a doozy. The things we hear on Sinner's Crossroads every week. I think it was Matt Fiveash was talking with Becky, Honky Tonk Radio Girl, the other night about your program, and he said something great. You do the gospel show for all the people who thought they did not like gospel, because
that's exactly it.
That is exactly it, because they didn't know what was out there. Kevin sent me some videos today. You've been hearing a lot of noise in the studio today. Kevin introduced me to the concept of the the tambourine praise minute. Was that what it
praise
was?
Breaks?
The praise breaks.
Yeah, tambourine with the tambourines. Yeah.
What an amazing thing to know exists. Should we thank some people?
By all means.
Okay. Well, let's get thanking, because they keep coming in. Here's a guy you and I know. He's been a friend to the program. He's been a participant in the program. I'm talking about Dennis Dykin.
Dennis Double D.
Dykin checked in. Dennis Double D.
Yes, he's. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Dennis. What a man.
A
drummer for the Sensational Happy Travelers.
And the Hoof and Mouth Symphonia.
Yes.
But not this year. But there's the Sensational Happy Travelers with us right now. God, what a vibe on this.
Yeah.
What a beautiful vibe.
Hey,
I missed this one. I'm gonna steal this, okay? It's not theft. I'm just taking what I need, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Take what you need, Dennis. Thank you so much.
Dennis is a fantastic gentleman, And
'tis true.
Very, very generous pleasure. Thank you so much, yes. Dennis Dykin. And we have Vincent in Bloomingdale, New Jersey, who has also joined the Swag for Life program this year. Very generous.
Vincent, thank you, yes.
Yeah.
All right, then.
All right,
Vincent.
And Craig in Norfolk, Virginia. He's been Swag for Life since 2017. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Craig.
Yeah,
thank you, Craig.
Generous pledges today.
WFMU.org. /, right?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even does
slash
it matter?
Pledge.
I just say slash.
That's where you go. It's very easy to navigate through there. Pick your swag and listen to gospel music. One thing I've been able to do, Scott.
Yeah.
When I first was curious and wanted to meet Isaiah Owens. Just the idiosyncratic, lovable guitar player.
Could we call the Reverend Isaiah Owens the patron saint of Sinner's Crossroads?
Could be. Yes.
He's up there. Right? I mean, I certainly associate his name with you.
Well, the show, he was on a local radio show in Montgomery, and the program immediately after his was called the Voice of Consolation Broadcast, and they played this song. Before Brother Joseph Smith would come on and preach for 30 minutes. And I asked him about it, and I ended up going to his small church on Wilmington Road in Montgomery, Alabama. And I took all I had was the Fostex 4-track.
Yeah.
And two 58s.
That's the record.
And this track coming up.
I see.
Voice of Consolation. You're talking about tambourines. There's no drums on this track. It's just them hitting the back of the pews, rattling their tambourines, and it's just this repetitive groove thing. It's magnificent. It's included on the Pentecostal Pandemonium DJ Premium. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
You know, one of the videos you sent me, Kevin. Taught me about a proper Pentecostal tambourine, and there actually is such a thing as a proper and you know, I got so excited when you asked me to get the tambourines out of storage in the WFMU tambourine storage bin. I ran out and grabbed them all. I grabbed so much. We got so much good stuff here, man. We got egg shakers, banana shakers. We got vibra slaps. We've got all this other crap. But I realized you meant tambourine. So okay, we've got like 10 tambourines here. And then you sent me this video, and the guy says, first things first, if you can see through it, that's not a Pentecostal tambourine. I threw away 9 of them. If it's in the shape of a moon, that is not a Pentecostal tambourine. I threw away the rest of them. He said, a Pentecostal tambourine has a skin on it. And
yes.
You can beat that skin. It can be an artificial skin. It can be a real skin, but it has to have a skin on it, on a round piece of wood. And we've got exactly one of those, and it's a tiny little guy, this one here.
Oh, man. You know, and there's the virtuosos, yeah. Yes, sir.
And then there's, which you're
rocking. It calls the Holy Spirit. The vibration of the drum wafts to heaven and calls the Holy Spirit down.
I have heard that.
That's the idea.
I hope people are pledging to this program right now. I see some new people have. Can I thank a few more people?
Go ahead.
Let's go to Jerry in PPAC, New Jersey, who says, praise. And praise you, Jerry. Our good friends Karen and Bryant, formerly of Sleepy Hollow, they've been saved by WFMU, and much love to our fellow gospel knuckleheads. And thank you, brother Mike.
Thank you, Karen and Bryant.
We miss you guys.
Yes, y'all saved us. Hallelujah.
That you did. You do it every
year.
By the way, we just received another 5-pound bag of coffee from these folks. So thank you
very much.
Yeah,
wow.
All the time,
man.
With the generosity. It makes me sick. Love you guys. Thank you so much. We got Herb in New York City.
Thank you, Herb.
Yep, he always sings along to the theme after Hardy ends. Me too. Many years. And I think I told you this last week.
What a great song.
It's such a great song. I think I told you last week, you were just mentioning the snare drum, the drum that brings heaven down upon us. The drum and the snare drum in that song kills me every time. I don't know what it is about the sound of that snap in that room. Anyway.
It's kind of, it's like, it's in waltz time, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yes.
And this pledge is for you both. I think he means you and Hardy. He always sing along to the theme after Hardy ends. Buddha bless you too.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with Hardy White at all.
What's the name? What's the name there?
That was Herb in New York City.
Oh, yeah. Good for you, Herb.
Yeah.
Thank you, Herb, again.
Thank you, Herb. And thank you, Terry, in New Baltimore, New York.
Thank you, Terry.
Swag for Life for going above and beyond.
Yep.
For the station that kept them
sane. Sometimes you got to do it. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Oh, you know who loves you, Kevin Nutt?
Who?
Jesus loves you up in Brattleboro, Vermont. Jesus.
Hey.
That's Wendy.
Hey.
That's Wendy the Cheese Lady. Thank you, Wendy. Del Formaggio.
Yes, thank you, Wendy. Thank you.
And
one of the greatest.
Yep, that she is. And we miss you terribly, Wendy. We can't wait till you can come back down and visit us. Bill in Greenwood, Mississippi, checking in for Sinner's Crossroads tonight.
Thank you, Bill.
Yep.
Thank you, Bill.
Yep.
Know exactly where you're at.
And we want to thank Thelma in New York City for pledging to Sinner's Crossroads tonight. And
thank you so much.
Yeah, she says thanks for being there in these trying times. Amen to that, Thelma.
Yes, and Thelma, thank you for being there for us.
Yeah, thank you all.
Yeah.
We've got Richard in New York City. He's checking in with Sinner's Crossroads. And,
thank you, Richard.
We got Marley Dog checking back in. Marley Dog from Hoboken.
Marley Dog.
Because he's feeling the love.
Gospel knucklehead, right?
That he is.
Thank you.
Elliot in San Francisco bought the Savoy box set after the Greg Belson interview, and it's one of his favorite albums. It's one of his favorite albums of the year.
Yeah, I'll pass that on to Brother Greg the next time I talk to him.
Fantastic.
He'll be delighted.
Yeah. Jonathan in Asheville, North Carolina, also checking in for Sinner's Crossroads tonight.
We all know Jonathan. Original member, original gospel knucklehead.
Yeah.
thank you, man.
Yeah, thanks for all your pledges, everybody. Where are we going next, Kevin?
Well, we will continue with the Voice of Consolation, Bless Me Jesus, Pentecostal Pandemonium track. This is the kind of thing, yes, sir. We heard the Easter Rock to start the show, recorded by Chris Brown, archivist at Centenary College in Shreveport, a very, very good friend of mine. And that's a singular recording, and so is this. You need to talk about stuff not being available elsewhere. This is the kind of thing that the forum of WFMU will allow a program like Sinner's Crossroads to originate and to grow. But then, you know, that I'm able to bring you these type of recordings. We play a lot of field recordings from the Alabama Center for Traditional Culture, and it's just amazing stuff. And to be able to bring it to you and play it every week is just wonderful. But this is Voice of Consolation, Bless Me, Lord. Continue pledging, WFMU.org/pledge. And bless me, Lord, Brother Smith and the Voice of Consolation. Here on Sinner's Crossroads, WFMU. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Voice of Consolation Congregation. Bless me, Lord.
You can
bless us.
You were in the presence of that, weren't you? You were.
Yeah, isn't that a killer organ in there?
That room.
I love that organ. It wasn't loud enough, but it was some type of portable Vox kind of thing. And you know what? I didn't take any pictures either. Oh. I didn't take any pictures. That's stupid.
Well, no, it's gonna last. It's gonna live forever in our imaginations. Instead, we're gonna have to. You're the only one who knows what it looked like. The rest of us have to imagine it.
For the time being, it's living on the Pentecostal Pandemonium. Yes. Center's Crossroads, DJ Premium.
Pentecostal Pandemonium.
Yes, 22 tracks of up-tempo killer gospel designed to bring the Holy Spirit down, the Holy Ghost down. Baptists out there, don't be scared of a little Holy Ghost. Don't.
Yeah, Kevin, you're the one who taught the world, the WFMU listening world, about the difference between the Baptists and the Pentecostals. I certainly had no clue, but all these Pentecostal services you've been showing me.
Oh yeah.
Oh my.
That's where the party's at.
This is intense stuff. Yeah, these tambourines aren't going to make it through the night if we keep playing tracks from the Pentecostal Pandemonium.
We have some more folks to thank, hopefully. Do we have
Of course we do. Of course we do. Yeah. Some of our own checking in right now.
All right.
Brother Rich Hazelton.
Rich.
Checking in. Brother Nutt says, Brother Nutt, looking forward to this time next year when we can continue our in-person conversation that was so rudely interrupted last year.
Yes.
And
we
have
trade
a beer.
Books as well. There'll be a lot of sweet homecomings next year, let me tell you.
You bet there will be. I'm sure there are more than a few people expecting 2022 to be a sort of new jazz age, a sort of new roaring 20s. I sure hope so.
We'll see.
You know, we'll just have to wait and see, right? Hey, Mariano.
Thanks, Rich.
Mariano out there in New Orleans.
Mariano.
All right, we know you, buddy.
Gospel knucklehead in New Orleans. Can I say that?
Yes. He's got his own pew in the knucklehead choir box.
And last year he tipped me off to this station in Louisiana with this great gospel programming.
Oh, nice.
And they archive it, and I've been downloading that stuff and working it into the show. That's the kind of listeners we have at Sinner's Crossroads,
exactly.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, it's a community in the best sense of the word. This is not a passive relationship we have with each other.
No.
And we're not up here. There's no, we're sending it out to you, and you're just taking it. No, that's not what it's like. Bless you, Rev Kev, says Mariano. Yeah. He says the only
Bless
sin,
you, Mariano.
The only
Bless
sin
you,
is not supporting WFMU. Amen to
Ooh,
that.
Well said. Yes, yeah. yes. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah.
All right.
All right.
Thomas in Brooklyn, New York. Premium size pledge. He is getting.
All right, Thomas.
The premium.
He's no doubter. He's no doubting Thomas. He knows what he wants to do.
And he,
yes.
well, what he wants to do is bless you with his pledge.
Thank you, Thomas.
Yeah. Steve in Rochester, New York says, Brother Nutt provides my favorite hour of the day each and every Thursday evening. Can I please just get one of those coveted tambourine shakes?
Yes. Thank you, Steve. We will not stone you here. No. Bless you.
Much obliged to have this privilege each week. Amen, Kevin. Oh, and
Thank
now
you,
he says, now he, at the very end, he tells me, please just refer to me as another name, not the one I said on the air. Sorry, man. All right, this is Don Juan in Rochester.
Okay.
Hey,
yes.
You know who says God bless you, Brother Nutt?
Tell me.
Tom in Glasgow.
Tom
in Glasgow. We miss you, man.
We miss Tom.
We miss you very
Tom,
much.
Tom, we missed you, man.
Yeah. Can't wait to see you, dude. Can't wait till you
Thanks,
can come
Tom.
Back here. Yeah, I'd expect to see Tom right now. I'm looking through the glass into the phone room.
Yep.
And Tom's standing right by the door because he knows how nice it is outside. And he's going to wait for a lull in the programming so he can go step outside and enjoy the beautiful sun. That's what Tom
yes.
does because he's here throughout the marathon. He takes his vacations. He takes WFMU vacations from Glasgow.
He does.
He comes out.
And he always has a Sinner's Crossroads t-shirt on every time I see him.
Of course he does. You know, when I go to my local fruit and vegetable market, my bag, my fruit and vegetable bag is my Cheap Gospel 45s bag.
You know, that's totally cool. That's designed by Miss Meredith, who did the... She also designed that a bag, yes.
From earlier in the program, the Meredith, yes, Miss yes. Meredith, who designed your premium this year, she also designed that as a fantastic bag. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and we got Brian in Madison, Wisconsin, checking in for Sinner's Crossroads.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. We've got Bennett in West Palm Beach, Florida, checking in for Sinner's Crossroads.
Thanks, you, Bennett.
Thank you.
Dun, dun. Yeah.
All right. We've only got 15 minutes left in this program.
We do. We do.
Oh, man. What are we going to do in these remaining...
I think we need to play a selection from... The Soul of Songbird set, our second prize, two CD set, 57 songs. Mm-hmm. A mere $20 gets you qualified for the drawing. This is from the Songbird label, 1963 to 1973. That was Don Roby of Peacock Records in Houston, the successor of the gospel label Peacock. Of course, he had Duke Records. Killer R&B, had one of the greatest gospel lineups, the Blind Boys of Mississippi, the Dixie Hummingbirds, just so many unbelievable groups recorded for Peacock. And as they moved into the 60s, it mutated into the Songbird label. And once again, Brett Bartlow has donated these two CDs. It's a magnificent recorded gospel music, and they play the Seven Souls, their version of This Train, and I believe that's track six. Please join us. Fellowship of Pledgers is Fellowship of WFMU. We have a lot of fun, and you can too, and you can be blessed in so many ways. And listen to this track, Seven Souls, This Train, on Sinner's Crossroads, fundraising edition number 2, WFMU. From the Soul of Songbird, 1963 to 1973, two-volume CD set, 55-plus songs, giving it away here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU this evening. The Seven Souls, this train, I don't know if I ever saw that record, and Brett Bartlow put it together, donated it to us, so we can give it away to you. WFMU.org/pledge is what you can do.
And that's going to happen pretty soon. Kevin, there's only 10 minutes left in this program, so we need you to get your last-minute pledges in now. This is it. This is it for Sinner's Crossroads 2021 WFMU Marathon opportunities. So please do come in and pledge now in these final 10 minutes. Tell Kevin Nutt how much you love him and how much he does for you. And I know I have heard from so many of you how good you felt to be. And this is we're an atheistic bunch around here, Kevin, and mostly
is that right?
Mostly in the listenership, atheistic bunch. And yet we go to church every Thursday evening because we feel so good in congregating around the church of the sinner, brother sinner Kevin Nutt, such as, for instance, Rex of Saturday Afternoon. You think he's
no.
What do you think he's doing
no.
Sunday morning?
He's a lowbrow.
He's a no-brow. Yeah,
he's a no-brow.
Yeah, he's saving it for Thursday night. So he's pledging funds that would otherwise be used to feed his vulgar appetites.
Man, that's a sacrifice for Rex.
Yeah.
Holy cow, man. Thank you, sir. King Rex.
Thanks, Rex.
Yes.
Obi in Montgomery says Eli.
Obi.
Has, yeah. This is one of your own.
Yes.
Obi pledges a very generous amount to you, Brother Nutt.
Thank you, Obi.
And he says Eli. He says Eli has hairy toes.
Ooh. Oh.
I don't know.
Obi, man.
I don't know quite where he's coming from, but Eli in Montgomery, Alabama, comes in with an even more generous pledge than Obi.
Eli.
And he says, tell Obi his breath is bad.
Oh, man. All right, now, boys, let's settle down, sons.
And you can't win the prizes. Cool, that is really cool.
They are really special. They really are. And Eli's going to be at New Jersey Institute of Technology next year.
It's really going to happen.
It's going to happen.
I can't believe it.
The scholarships have been plugged in.
Wow.
So I'm depending on y'all to help me. Help me keep an eye on him and help him out.
Yeah. Newark is a rough place for a young kid.
these days.
And
he's a
that's great.
I
expect him to volunteer. Newark is
Done.
It's only three stops on the PATH train away from here, you know.
I already showed it to him, so
you brought him here once?
No, on the internet I showed him exactly. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's great that he's actually going there. This is the Sinner's Crossroads 2021 fundraising marathon for WFMU. The waning moments. There's only 6 minutes left in this program, and we got to turn it over to Dave the Spaz and his co-host Evan Funk Davies. But let's get some more pledges in at the last minute.
And see if we can squeeze in one more premium track.
Yeah, let's do that.
I really wanted to play this one, and also the six or seven of the tracks. On this CD, the what they call the vamp section or the improvised section of a lot of these Pentecostal influences tracks are sometimes the shortest part on the records themselves. And but if you go to a gospel program, those are the ones that stretch out to 8 or 10 minutes or whatever. And you know, the Spirit comes down.
Yeah.
And so there are several tracks on this on the CD, Pentecostal Pandemonium, yes indeed, that I would have to say very adroitly and very professionally, I have extended the mix.
Oh, nice.
And yes.
Because that's for being in the room.
Yes. And among gospel folks and gospel collectors, this next group, Straight Street Holiness Choir, has gained legendary status. And you'll see why here, the Straight Street Holiness Choir, all day and all night. Killer groove on Pentecostal Pandemonium, DJ Premium. You have a couple of minutes to get it in. And let's whoop on it with the Straight Street Holiness Choir on Sinner's Crossroads, WFMU. More organized as the years go by. It's just Pentecostal pandemonium and chaos on Center Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. Yes, somebody to thank, and we can give away those prizes real quick.
A few last-minute folks to thank who got their pledges in during that last song, and we got to turn it over to Dave the Spaz. We've got, come on, refresh slow. There you go. Marley Dog, check back in again with another pledge for you.
Marley,
thank you so much.
All right.
And,
thank you, man.
We've got Joseph in Port Jervis, New York, says, thanks, Kevin, for saving our souls through gospel music. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Joseph. And thank we have Coda Mini Curlers, yes.
Yes, and we got Kalen in the Bronx, New York. Sinner's Crossroads, a favorite among so many excellent programs. Absolutely.
Thank you, Kalen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kalen.
And we've got Clint in Atlanta, Georgia, part of a pledge,
Clint.
A Swag for Life pledge. All right.
Yes, thank you, Clint. And all right, man.
All right, and now we are giving away, which one? I'll Be Free.
Yes.
Courtesy of Brett Bartlow. That's going to Marley Dog. Congratulations.
Marley.
All right, Marley
Dog.
Yes, Gospel
right. Muckahead. Oh, he's going to love it.
And
then you're going to love it, Marley.
Oh, he's for sure going to love it. The Soul of Songbird, 1963 to 73, Volumes 1 and 2, courtesy listener Brett Bartlow, going to Billy in Greenwood, Mississippi.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, yes.
Thank you, Kevin Nutt, for continuing to provide
thank
brilliant
you,
radio every single Thursday night. I look so forward to it. I enjoy the fellowship we have. Here is your skeleton. And happy marathon, man.
Happy marathon.
We'll
thank you,
you
Scott.
Soon.
And keep pledging, brothers and sisters.
Dave the Spaz is coming up next. This is Freeform Radio, WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, and New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Worldwide online at WFMU.org. Bye-bye.
Something like starting from the beginning feels like the right thing to do because it is, it seems to me to be tremendously respected. What does the singer feel like singing it at? Where, since he knows his own chops, will he be pacing most naturally? And then the rest is for you to say, I see the kind of record that would lead to, but let me try something and then I'll take direction. But first I would think comes this fabulous thing called What Comes Natural, which is really to be respected.
Hi, this is David. Well, here we go again.
You're tuned to Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz on listener-supported WFMU East Orange. If you'd like to set your watch, the correct Music to Spaz By time is exactly 1:30 the monkey's ass.
Open up! It's Joe Besser! Ah!
What do you think you're doing today?
take a stress pill and think things over. Dave, stop. Stop, will you?
Surfing bird, you can't go wrong, 'cause we're playing and we're singing with a leopard dance song.
What's the word?
I will shake your shoulders and I move your feet. We're gonna stomp to the bird dance beat. I will pop your arms and I move your hands. I will, we're gonna rock to the bird dance band.
Is over, I will have made a complete total fool of myself. I hope you get a kick out of watching it.
You guessed it, it's the WFMU